Hi, this is Katie, and this is the first meeting of the month for the Matrix Transformation Club. And the issue or the main theme of the month that we'll be dealing with, as well as the issues that come up for club members, is voice and expressing one's voice. And that is a complex, actually rather a complex title, not title, a complex subject. There's all kinds of things that can be involved in voice. And one is there's the physical voice, where because of things that have come up in your life, there may be lots of tensions that get conveyed in the physical voice. So, and things that if you let them go, your voice becomes more melodic, more range. Often people are taught to actually repress their voice, and we're told to shut up when we're young, and sometimes maybe not for all of you, but you know, or to be quiet when we're making too much noise. And we may have experiences in school where our voice wasn't exactly appreciated, let's say our singing voice. And so there's all kinds of things. Also, if you've been told that you can't really be yourself, and then your voice gets cut off as well, and the range of your voice. And often, for example, if you know that people are depressed, their voice gets very kind of monotone-ish, like sort of really holding in the emotions. And when you're excited and happy, your voice becomes more interesting and more, there's actually more range. And so that is the topic of the month. And I was looking at fairy tales and thinking, which fairy tale really represents this? And didn't come to me right away, but I did look at The Little Mermaid, which is a story about a mermaid who basically, I'm not going to give all the details of the story, but who basically fell in love with a prince and went to a sea witch and got the possibility to, instead of her tail, she got legs. However, every time she walked, it really, it was like things nails coming through her feet or something. It was very, very painful. And also, the other thing that happened was that she lost her voice. And what happened in the end is not only she lost her voice, and even though she saved the prince and he really liked her, at the last point of the story, he actually goes off with another woman who he thinks has saved him. And, of course, she can't say anything. She's given this way to save her life, because she also was told by the sea witch that if she didn't succeed in marrying, if the prince married somebody else, she would die right away. And her sisters try and stop that and say, and they get this way to do that, and it's by killing the prince. And she can't bear to kill the prince, and so instead she lets herself die. And apparently the gods have pity on her, and in the Christian version she gets a soul, which mermaids don't. So there's lots of levels of this story, but I just thought it's an interesting story about loss of voice, because in the end, there is this Christian salvation thing, but she loses everything she's loving somebody who's different. She leaves everything that's familiar, and she basically cuts off her own roots and tries to fit in with another, a completely different type of being than her, and with pretty disastrous consequences, except if you except the last part where she gets some salvation. So I just thought I would do a little impro on this and just see what that opens up about voice and see my take on the story. So I'm going to, let me see, I'll just go into it and see what happens. This is really going off on a limb a bit because I don't know the story as well as some of the others. Like my old Cinderella story. Okay, here we go. I see them both. They're lying there, and I'm supposed to kill them to save my life. But I don't want to. I loved him. I loved him, and then he went and married somebody else. I loved him, and I left everything, everything. I lost my voice, and I can't get it back. Or I could get it back. I could go back. I could go back, but I can't bear to kill him. What if I had never done this? Why did I ever do this in the first place? I was bewitched, bewitched by him, bewitched. And I lost myself. I lost my voice. I've been without my voice for so many years that I've forgotten what it is. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I think I've sacrificed too much, and now there's no going back because I don't want to right the wrong by doing another wrong. So I will die. I will die. The prince will live. My sisters will be sad and heartbroken, but I will die. Life has been a sacrifice for me. I've sacrificed everything. For what? For what? It led to agony and sorrow for my family. It's been sorrow for me. And yes, it hasn't made a difference to the prince. He has this beautiful woman who he loves and who he thinks saved him and who's going to do him well. So what has my life been for? I never really found my song, and I never sung it. So let me end it. I'll end it here. Okay. So, that's my little go on voice. And what I wanted to do is just, you can either respond to anything in that or bring up any issues around voice for you, and or anything else that's come up in the week that feels like it really needs to be cleared.
Katie?
Yes?
This is Denise. Something came to me as you were doing that. Today
okay.
is election morning, so the election was yesterday.
Ooh.
and I have kind of stayed out of it. My voice has been not part of the mix.
Yeah,
and by choice, because I'm leaving
yes.
public office, and there's a lot of grief around that. But what I realized as you were talking was, in character, how much of myself I have sacrificed for this role I've been in, and It just really came to me that, you know, I've sacrificed so much, including my passion and my voice in staying in this role. And, you know, it's election morning, and normally, you know, I mean, this last month I was invited to do op-eds. I was invited to be on the radio, and I declined all those opportunities. And except I got called by an AP news reporter, and I was all over the national news yesterday.
Wow!
With a quote about marijuana, which wouldn't have been my first choice of how to on, you know. And CNN was calling. I mean, honest to God, and I was just like, really.
Trying
No.
so hard to be invisible.
God, really? So, it's like, yeah, so, here in my 10 minutes of fame is on some stupid topic. And, I'm just like, it's been a rough road to be in this role, and it's about to end, and there's just a lot of mixed emotions around that.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you for sharing that. I was about to say I didn't see CNN last night. Were you on
Oh, I
it?
no, I was not on. They want to do a follow-up story on. My quote was about there. Apparently, a study came out about how marijuana farms are draining the creek, some of the creeks dry, and that's true in our county. And so they got a quote from me, two or three, as a matter of fact. And anyway, so.
Yes. Into the ruckus, eh?
Yeah.
Well, who knows what that might lead to, even though it's silly. Or at least not your main, how would you say it? Not the main thing that you want to be remembered for. And I guess that's in some ways ironic, isn't it?
It is. It is. I've been consciously fading into the background and letting go of the role I've been in, and the passion that swept me into office 8 years ago, and all that. And and I want to rediscover passion within myself, but it's been, I don't know.
Right, yeah. So we'll do that. Yeah, I can. Yeah, and the grief is, yeah, big, yeah, and important to release, yeah. Thank you. Anybody else? Before we go into that one?
Katie, it's Loretta.
Hi, Loretta.
The tenor of your voice made me very, very sad. I don't even
Oh.
know what the sadness was about. It feels like a grief
Yeah.
inside of me. But along with that came this strong anger at the end, where she was willing to die. I mean, I know she didn't want to kill him, and I understood that, but in my gut, it was like, don't die. Don't make a
Yeah.
choice to let your life go. And I think, just with my brother's choice to do that, it just got all mixed up in that. But I feel very, very sad right now. I just want to cry.
Yeah.
But it was interesting because it was the tenor of your voice. I've never heard you use that voice before
Oh,
in my.
really? I didn't even know that I was
Well,
that
maybe it's me. Maybe it's just the way
No.
I heard it. No, I've never heard your voice that way before that I can
Huh.
recall. And it was like,
Right.
ooh.
And you're probably right. I will re-listen. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
And well, thank you. And Shelley, anything that you wanted to add, or we'll
Yeah,
go into.
just a little quickie for me was the voice as well for me, Loretta. I found it very soft and kind of wimpy and not pathetic, but just oh, poor me, kind of mellow little voice, which was really resonating for me because that's me sometimes. I sort of give up and oh well, I'm not important enough to be heard here, and so my voice stays quiet. And then I realized, if I'm not living my authentic self and my truth, then what's the point of standing up for myself? It's not really me anyway. I had an opportunity, just a tiny little opportunity to play with this the other day. I was at the car dealership and I was waiting for the car to get fixed. And they had this obnoxious television show blaring over on the other side. And I was trying to read a really heavy book and it was annoying me. And I thought, I could say something. I could ask them, and there doesn't seem to be anybody watching it. And I had this conversation inside about should I say something? Is it my place? Blah blah blah. I went through the whole scenario, and finally, one of the nice fellows that had waited on me on the counter came by, and I just called his name, and I said, "Do you have any authority to turn the TV down?" He says, "You bet your bum I do." And he marched over there and turned it down so low that we couldn't even hear the TV. He said, "I missed hearing my cartoon this morning. As soon as that cartoon comes on, I dash over there and shut the TV down." And he said, "I didn't hear it, and that's what I didn't clue in to turn it down. So thank you, because I really wanted it turned down." And it just hit me. I was so proud of myself for speaking out. And I mean, it's such a tiny thing, but it was big in my process. So
yeah. Yeah. It's so hard sometimes to speak up in public around those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it also showed me that I wasn't being true to myself for my
Yeah. Yeah.
And others appreciated it too, so that was the side benefit, I guess.
Yeah. Well, thank you. So we'll go into some of the issues that come up, and I'm going to start with Denise. "Even though it feels like I've left my voice for many years out of the picture, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though it feels like I've sacrificed so much of myself for this role in government, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I rode in on passion and feel like I'm riding out on, I'm riding out not in passion, I deeply love and accept myself. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it, 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 damn it. I wanted so much. I had so much passion. I had so much passion. I had so many hopes, so many hopes, so many hopes, so many hopes, so many hopes. And it felt like when I came in that I was being heard, being heard, being heard, being heard, being heard, being heard, being heard. And now as I go out, trying not to say much, they just pick up what is really not what I want to be remembered for. I don't want to be remembered for about marijuana. I don't want to be remembered for. Why can't I be remembered for what I came in for? What I came in for, all the important environmental issues, all those issues around the lake. And I've done so much, and I've done so much, and I've done so much, and I've sacrificed so much. And a lot of the things that I really, really believe in, I've had to kind of hush up, hush up, hush up, hush, 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 hush. You just have to focus on one thing. You have to shut up the rest of your voice. You have to just focus on winning one or two battles in the political arena, and then you have to shut up the rest, shut up the rest, shut up the rest. I'm sick of shutting up the rest. I've shut up the rest of my life in a little box for this many years, and it's ending, and it's ending, and it's ending, and it's ending. And I don't want it to end. I don't want it to end. In some ways, I don't want it to end. Because I felt good in many ways. I felt good being at the center of things, being able to influence things, being able to make things happen, being respected for what I was. But the rest I didn't. Can I get it? Can I get what I was getting, the good things that I was getting? Can I get the influence? Can I get more influence now? Or am I just going into obscurity? Am I going into obscurity? I'm afraid of going into obscurity where my voice won't be heard, because they say you have to be in politics to make your voice really heard, to have influence, but it's not true. It's not true. It's just a trap, 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 trap. Okay. Denise, I don't know if you want to say anything, just coming out of that before we do the rest.
No, that's good. Thank you.
Okay, we'll go into some of the other things that came up. Okay, I'm going to do Loretta's stuff and all other stuff that may come up here. So here we go, here we go. I didn't want you to die, and even though you died, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like I wish I could have done something, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I wish I could have been able to stop you dying, I deeply love and accept myself. Don't die, don't die, don't die, don't die, don't die. Why did you have to die? Why did you have to die and leave us all with this big, 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 big hole of sorrow, big, big, big hole of grief, big, big, big hole of guilt? Why did you have to do it? I know you didn't realize how much you would leave, how much you would leave of aftermath, of grief, of aftermath, of sorrow, of aftermath, of guilt, of everything else, of all those things. You didn't realize how important your voice was. You didn't realize how much difference you made in this world. You didn't realize. You didn't realize. You didn't realize, and I wish I could have told you. I wish I could have stopped it. I wish your life could have been happy and sweet and beautiful. I wish it could have been all the things that I couldn't make it for you. I wish it could have worked out. I wish your ending would have been better. I didn't want that kind of ending for you. Loretta, I don't know if there's anything you want to say right now.
It's kind of hard for me to find my voice right now, Katie. But thank you.
Katie, are you there? I think we lost her voice.
I think Katie was the one who dropped.
Katie, we're not hearing anything.
Not interesting. We lost her.
Oh, hello.
Denise, Loretta, are you guys there?
Yeah, we are. We lost you, I guess. We lost
hello.
Your voice. Can you hear us?
I'm back here. I got chucked off. I don't know when I got cut off.
I was just saying that I heard what you did, you know, in terms of not wanting him to go, but you asked me to speak, and I said, you know, it's hard for me to find my voice. I was crying.
Oh.
And then I lost you.
I died. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It's unusual that I'd be get cut off at this point, but luckily I had my other phone. Okay, so if there was anything else anybody would like to say, or I'll just go Or you, Loretta, are you able to find your voice at all now?
Yeah, it's just that was powerful. It's amazing with grief. I've done so much work with John's passing, and I think I'm really like at a point of, okay, it happened, and it's not guilt, it's just sorrow. It's just a deep sorrow, and something like what you did just seems to come, tears come up from a place that I thought wasn't there anymore. So it's good. It's all good.
Yeah, well, it's so recent, really. I mean, it's just a year, isn't it, or less than that?
Well, no, it's 2 years now. It's over 2 years. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But even there, I mean, I found, like with my grief when around my partner, it just went on for years and years. I mean, it would go away.
Well, that's
and it wouldn't seem to be there. And then I would have another layer to clear.
That's a perfect, the layer piece is it. Because, I mean, I know I did so much healing in the last month. And, I mean, I feel so much different. And John feels so much more present to me in his new life, you know. But there's just these layers deep down that certain words or certain, it happened when you started with the mermaid. Mm. I love what Shelley said about, you know, this pathetic, wimpy kind of, and it just happens. So I just have to accept it and let it be.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Loretta. And, it is many layers, and it's kind of something about our society that says that grief is going to just, that you somehow can just, either that you never get over it, and they kind of over-dramatize it in the sense that you can't, your life will never be happy, when in fact it can be very happy, but there still are these layers of sorrow that that come over you. It's not a contradiction, and it is, you know, from my experience. But depending on the way somebody died and the issues, like some deaths are relatively untraumatic, and other ones, of course, like suicide, are extremely hard to, you know, integrate, and take years to. And in a sense, there's always some sorrow about somebody who you really loved having died.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
There's that, yeah. So, unless there's something else around that, I'll just continue. Shelley, I'm wondering in terms of working around your thing about voice, is there, when do you get into that poor little me? Maybe we could sort of work on that little part that comes in from time to time.
Well, I think that has been...
And I'm not hearing you that well. I don't know if it's my thing.
I'm here. Are you hearing that?
A little bit, how would you say it? It's a little bit low, so if you can just talk a little higher, that would help.
Okay.
That's better.
I have always been that person. I've been quiet. I did a thing on living your authentic self last night on my tapping course.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting because I brought up a lot of fear from childhood that if I spoke out, I would be seen, I would be caught, and they would take me. And I don't know where that came from, but I couldn't really be my true, brilliant self because I was afraid I would be taken, I would be stolen. And I have no idea what that comes from, but I downplayed me my whole life and just wanted to be average and just in the run of the mill. I didn't want to stand out. I didn't want to make a scene. I think some of it came from protecting my parents. I kind of took on the role of peacemaker in our family.
Yeah.
Just, you know, wanted everything to be smooth and wonderful for everybody.
Okay.
But I got lost in that process, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Great. So this is good stuff for clearing. That's for sure. So we'll see what comes out.
Okay.
So thank you. Even though I felt that I must not stand out, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I've been afraid to stand out, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I've been afraid for my life to stand out, I deeply love and accept myself. Gotta be the peacemaker, 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 peacemaker. Putting together the pieces in our family, putting together the pieces in our family, making peace when there was not peace, there was not peace, the peace that was unvoiced, the peace that was unvoiced. I was trying to keep it together. I was trying to keep it together. But nothing could keep it together. Nothing, 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 because there was something evil beyond, evil beyond, evil beyond, evil that threatened to take me away, that threatened to take me away, that threatened to take me away, take me away, take me away, take me away, take me away. I can't be taken away anymore. I can't be taken away anymore. But I was taken away from myself, my voice, my voice, my voice, my voice. I am going to talk up now. I am going to speak up now, and they won't take away my voice. Fuck peacemaker. I am sick of putting together the pieces of a piece that didn't exist, a piece that didn't exist. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to do it anymore. I just want to get my voice out there, my voice out there. And even if it doesn't sound pretty and beautiful and pretty and beautiful, and I'm not normal. No, I'm not going to be normal anymore. I'm sick of normal. It's killing me, this normal. It's killing me, this normal. This normal is not normal. This normal is abnormal, abnormally, 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 abnormal. Normal, take me away from this normalcy, normalty, normalty, mortality, this mortality of being normal, normal, normal. It killed me. It killed myself. It killed my voice. I don't want my voice to be killed anymore. I want to be heard. I want to be heard. I want to be heard. I want to put together the pieces of my voice that were broken, broken apart, broken apart, broken apart, and I'm safe now. I'm safe to do it. I'm safe to do it. I'm safe to do it. I can do it now. Nobody can take me away. I'm not a little child anymore. They can't take me away. And if anybody tried to take me away, I would yell so much. I would make so much noise. They would think about it once, twice, and then go. Once, twice, and then go. Once, twice, and then go. Okay, there was a lot of energy there.
Wow, thank you so much. That was great, just great.
It feels better?
Yes, it does. And you know what was the strongest piece in all that is I have tools to work through this, and I have been using them, and I know it's making a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that little car turn the TV down incident was just a...
Sorry, can you just, for some reason, this is really strange, but I'm not hearing you so well still.
Okay.
And so if you can just talk a little louder, that would be great. It may be my line, but any sense.
Okay.
I was hearing you clearly at the beginning.
Just the little incident about the TV and the car dealership. It was such a powerful little piece, as, you know,
yeah,
tiny as that was. It really showed me a lot about speaking up and speaking my truth and who I really am and what I need in life. And I believe I am doing that more now. And Little Mermaid, what's the point of living if you're not who you truly are?
Yeah.
And even if she had fins again, she would really be who she is.
Yeah.
And when she made that choice to die and sacrifice herself and give up, the gods intervened and saved her.
Yeah.
And gave her the life she was destined to have. And I have been living a lot that way, where I'm just giving it up to the divine lately, and just allowing the divine course to take its course. And I'm being shown very much in my life where I'm not allowing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still stewing over this or that, or worrying about this or that. And sometimes it's about just letting the divine take over and allowing the course of action to happen.
Yeah.
And it's teaching me a lot about letting go of my need to, you know, control things and have it my way always. My way isn't always the best way.
Yeah.
Because my way is a contrived thought that is coming from all of my old patterning, which, you know, might just not be the most divine way. Yeah.
Beautifully said. I love that about my way as being the old patterns.
Yeah.
It reminds us how entrenched we can get in. I'm going to do it my way.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Not always our way.
That's right. Frank Sinatra, I don't know.
your
way, but yeah.
Right.
So
well,
thank you.
So, I'm wondering if anybody has anything else that's bubbling up here around this issue from what we're doing. If not, we'll do the healing codes and actually probably end a little earlier than normal, but feels like some pretty strong things have been worked on. Or I may do something for myself, although I can't quite think what it is. Here we go. Anybody have anything to say? Okay. Well, let me see. I'm just going to do something. I'm not sure if it's for myself or anything, but it's not directly related to any particular issue people have brought up, but we'll just see what's coming, because there's something coming. Even though I haven't wanted my voice to be heard, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I haven't wanted my voice to be heard, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I haven't wanted my voice to be heard, I deeply love and accept myself. Gotta keep hiding, gotta keep hiding, keep hiding, keep hiding, keep hiding, keep hiding, keep hiding. I gotta keep in hiding because it's dangerous to get out. It's dangerous to get out with all that power. I might electrocute myself. It's dangerous to get out with all that power. It's dangerous, it's dangerous, it's dangerous to get out with the power of the voice. But what if all of us with all our voices could start getting them out and saying things we've never said, and hearing other people who are saying things they've never said? What if we can break down all the walls and the barriers and all the unsaid things that are keeping people in shame? What if we say what needs to be done for the world? Because if we don't say it, our world will be lost. Our world will be lost. Our world will be lost. We got to get out. We got to get out of hiding. We got to get out of hiding. We got to get out of hiding. It's the time. The animals are calling us. The animals, the planet, we're all being called on to listen, to listen, to listen, to listen, and to do, to do, to do, to do, to voice, to voice, to voice, to voice what needs to be voiced, to wake
up humanity from this sleep, this terrified sleep, this terrified sleep, this terrified sleep, this terrified way of being, because they can't face what it is that we're at the edge, we're at the edge, we're at the edge, and we all have to get it, and we have to say our voices, we have to get our voices out. There's no more time for just sitting on our voices. There's no more time. We need to get out there, to get out there, to get out there. Okay. So, if anybody wants to say anything, welcome. And if not, I'm just going to get one of the healing codes. Can people hear me still?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, good, because I just want to make sure I wasn't cut off again. Good. So we're going to do the healing codes, and the truth focus statement is that, it can be different for each person, but I'm safe to voice my truth can be one, and or there's other ones there, but I'm safe to voice my truth. I think we'll just be simple with that, and if other ones come up for you, please use them. And the main thing is just focusing on being relaxed while you're doing this and letting any of the old stuff just pass through. So I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to my voice and me hiding my voice or me stifling my voice, and also all the issues around the grief of losing my voice and those who have lost their voice, would be found, opened, and healed by filling me with the life, light, and love of the creative force. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. So here we go. Taking the hand and the hands and pointing them towards the in between the eyebrows, about an inch away from the, or a couple of inches away from the head. Okay, and from the skin. And we're just focusing on, I'm safe to voice my truth. I'm safe to express my voice. I'm expressing my voice fully. And then down to the throat. And then to the side of the jaw. And then to the side of the temple. And then in between the eyebrows. and then down to the throat. And then to the side of the jaw. And then to the side of the forehead, the temples. And then we're going to just do one more round. Okay, focusing in between the eyebrows. Down to the throat. Then to the side of the jaws. And then to the side of the temples. Okay, and then putting your hands on top of your head, the crown of your head, and leaving them for a few moments. And when you feel ready, just open your eyes and let your hands drop to your side and look around and see something beautiful in your environment and just give thanks for it too. So that is our session for today. Thank you very much for all the sharing.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks, Katie.
Thank you, Katie.
And have a wonderful day, whether it be listening to the election results or, you know, Shelley, you were going to be going away. I don't know if that you're still doing that, but if you are, I hope you enjoy that. And if not, have a wonderful time at home.
Thank you.
Bye then.
Bye.
Bye.